Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Tyler Weingarten is with us here this morning. He's Vice President of Development for the Technology Association of Iowa. Tyler, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope you and your family have some fun plans here for the holiday.
Yes, yes. Getting ready actually to head down to a little bit warmer weather, hopefully, down south. But got a couple more weeks of work just before we head that way.
Yeah, a little more shopping to get done probably before we get there. All
right. Right,
very good. Well, we want to talk a little bit about a Computer Science Educator of the Year Award nomination process that the Technology Association of Iowa is helping to sponsor here this year. Talk a little bit about that project.
Sure, you bet. Well, we're really excited over at TAI to announce this new award. For us as an organization, we are going to actually be celebrating our 25th year anniversary next year. So that aligns with a lot of important work that we've done over many years to lead up to this point. And what our organization does really well is represent the computer science, technology working professionals across the state. What we want to do moving forward, though, is start to look at who are the educators across Iowa that are really teaching that next generation of computer science professionals. So we thought it was really fitting to say, hey, in our 25th year, as we look across the industry, we're stronger than ever. Well, that's because we've had great educators, introducing students to these concepts really early on. So the idea was, let's find a way to celebrate those educators during our annual Prometheus Awards event, which happens at the end of every year, and bring them into the fold. I think it accomplishes two things. One, it shows the industry representatives that are across the state, here are the best of the best in the K-12 school system that are teaching your next generation of technology leaders. And it exposes those teachers to some of the, smartest and most interesting career opportunities within companies right here in Iowa. So it's a perfect fit for us, and we're excited to help celebrate it.
You know, if there's a segment of the educational area that is growing faster than the computer science education portion, I'm not sure what it would be, because it's really expanded a lot.
Yeah, I think everybody's got the need for talent is very real across the state of Iowa and in every industry, and ours is certainly not alone. But I think it's important, when we talk to parents and students alike, here in Iowa, there are some of the best paying jobs in that technology sector. So, I think of myself, who was a kid who grew up just in Ottumwa, Iowa, and would have had no idea of some of the interesting technology jobs that I could have had. We just weren't exposed to it. And so we think by starting to say, hey, teachers, let's bring you into industry and let's make sure industry is getting into the classroom and then help incentivize that with this award, we're really going to open a lot of avenues for students to work into those future jobs.
Well, it wasn't too long ago that when you talked about things like computer science education, anything other than, reading, writing, and arithmetic, you were pretty much just talking about in the large urban schools that have more finances, more resources. But now you're talking about just about no matter how big or small a school district is across Iowa, they're all involved.
You're absolutely right. And Lansing is a perfect example of that. You look at the smaller school districts across the state, for better or for worse, this pandemic has really made the world flat. And so it is not uncommon anymore. We talk to many of our members that say, I'm working from home. I might be working from home, in perpetuity. Well, if that's the case, what stops you from living in, the city that you grew up in, but still having that job that normally you would have had to drive to the larger city to go to every day? Now that's not happening. So we see that, I think, is a great positive trend. I think the other thing that is really important to us is, students today, we want them to be not just consumers of these technology products, but we want them to be creators of the technology products. The more that they can understand both the hardware and the software that they interact with every single day, the better our future will be. And I think that's ultimately for the rest of us. If the kids know how to take care of us, that's going to be good for us.
Well, and we used to think on the local school level, just giving the students an opportunity to kind of dip their toe in the water just a little bit in different segments. But now they get that way before they ever get deep into high school. So now it's advancing that. And the classes have to be more than just an introduction to.
You're exactly right. We really, again, look at what are the quality education opportunities that kids can have. For sure, there are any number of great resources. I would point to code.org, or really, if you just go to Google and type in learn how to code, there's wonderful, wonderful online resources you can have. And that's great, and we are glad that those are available. But ultimately, I think most people we talk to will say, hey, it was a certain educator who pulled me aside and said, you could be really good at this, or exposed me to a way of working or way of learning that I didn't otherwise know. And again, that's why it's important to celebrate these teachers. There's so many who are doing wonderful, wonderful things, and then they don't see the end product of a successful computer science industry professional. And so we want to make that real on both ends.
Well, I know the governor has made STEM a real focal point in the educational realm these days, and to have the kind of backing that you have from statewide leaders has got to be big for the program.
Oh, yeah. You know, we cannot say enough positive things about the leadership that Governor Reynolds has given to the entire STEM initiative. Obviously, we are, you know, a little bit more focused on that T, the technology within STEM, but certainly her leadership, as well as the Governor's STEM Council over, you know, the last 8 years, really, to bring this to the forefront. And the other exciting thing is, you know, when you see at the statewide level, our governor saying this is important, and not only investing in it, but then building resources so that the schools can build out that curriculum, that's really putting your money where your mouth is. And so we are proud to be a part of that.
You bet. Well, when the Prometheus Awards come around this next year, a Computer Science Educator of the Year Award will be a part of that. Talk a little bit about what folks should be looking for when they maybe put those nominations together.
Yeah, you bet. So right now, anybody can go to the Technology Association of Iowa's website, which is technologyiowa.org. And right under the news section, you can see there's an announcement about the award as well as the application to apply. The way this award will work is we will look for five finalists from anywhere in the state to be recognized. That winner of the five will receive $6,000. We're going to make the check right out to their name so that that educator can do whatever they want. Maybe, you know, they may want to take a vacation, or maybe they want to invest back in the classroom, or maybe they want to, you know, buy a piece of software that is going to help them fulfill their computer science, role within their different school. The other four finalists will each receive $1,000 as well. And, you know, I think what is most important is, yes, the money is nice and it does make a difference, but more than anything, you know, it's about who you know and about making those connections. And if we can get five of the best computer science educators in a room with the top computer science and industry technology professionals, we think that's where a lot of success and a lot of momentum can really be built.
Sure. What qualities? What does someone have to be a top educator in the technology realm?
Sure. Well, I will say I am not on the judging committee. So I think, you know, number one is obviously working in the computer science education field. So what does that mean? You know, some folks may say, well, I've been teaching traditional computer science education for years and years. That's great. You should apply. Others may say, well, maybe I'm just involved in, a club, a robotics group, or any STEM sort of side of the education house, but computer science hasn't been a huge focus, but I'd like to learn more, and here's how I've integrated a few of it. They should apply too. You know, for us, it's about unearthing all of the different ways that computer science is being taught, not just that traditional, I am a computer science teacher, therefore, I am the perfect candidate. The other thing I would mention too is, there's a reason we said educator and not teacher. I think there are a lot of really great folks in the education space, and they may not teach a traditional class, but they're absolutely coaching, mentoring, engage with students in computer science curriculum, and so we want them to throw their hat in the ring as well.
Okay, and I guess in my mind, I'm thinking this is for like high school teachers and educators, but are we talking, it could be community college, could be college?
We are looking at K through 12, okay. So kindergarten all the way up through senior and within that space, you know, and that's really it. Not college yet, but that's a great idea for maybe future years.
Yeah. Well, of course, you got to start somewhere and get them pushed off in that direction too. Very good. Well, it's a growth area, that's for sure. There are so many opportunities out there for folks. I mean, so many kids look at some of the things that they can do with regard to using technology, but you could be at the beginning of that technology too if you understand some of that basic work that needs to be done to get there through the computer science curriculum too. And a lot of kids are really starting to understand that there are a lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah, you know, and for any kids that are listening, I would say if you have an educator in your life that has encouraged you, that has pushed you, that has exposed you to computer science or computer science curriculum, you know, we want to hear from you. Put their name in the application, and we can reach out and maybe help make some connections. But I think those are the most meaningful opportunities, is when you can find a student to say, hey, this teacher or this educator really pointed me into an awesome experience. I think is more unique than, you know, somebody saying, hey, I think I fit, so I'm going to apply for myself. It's those service to others that we are really interested in.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, I know these are coming up for next year. Year's awards in 2022. Deadline specifically for nominations, and again, given the information, how they would nominate.
Yeah. So we are open now through September of 2022. So you have some time, but it never hurts to get your application in early. The applications will close in early September of 2022. We don't have a exact date yet, but expect that to be the first or second week. The awards category and the award show itself will then be in November of 2022. So it gives us a little bit of time to get all the information together, go through the submissions, select the finalists and recognize them and invite them to the event.
Very good. TechnologyIowa.org, and look for Educator of the Year Award nomination, and you'll be able to get that process started. Excellent. Tyler Weingarten is Vice President of Development for the Technology Association of Iowa. Appreciate your time today, Tyler, and congratulations on all that you folks are doing to help continue to push something very important for the future of our young people.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and wonderful to talk to you. We look forward to seeing a lot of nominations from your region.